Hello.
Hey, Sarah. Just to update you. So Nina actually already talked to her once. She's going to call her again.
Last
But the
week.
problem is that our EVV rate has been dropping mostly due to these admission cases where the caregivers are not clocking properly. She's below 40% on her clocks.
Okay. She, I just, I, it's out of my control. It's
No,
like
it's not your
above my
fault.
pay grade, and
No,
I
it's nothing
can't
to do with
keep,
you.
I know, but she keeps calling me,
No, just
and
tell her she has
she,
to talk to her coordinator.
I have been, and she's calling me and calling me. It's
Don't pick,
like,
honestly, don't pick up for her. Like, there's nothing you can do because you have other things to do. But don't pick up for her. She's in touch with Valeria. Nina's calling her again now, but
Nina spoke to her, and we said that we would be able to do a thing there, a fob.
I can get
But
her a fob,
Nina
but
said that she was terminated, like there was no talk of
I
a
can get her a
fob.
fob, but the problem is I don't want to do a fob on this case for a simple reason. The fob I use when there's an actual problem with using the app. There's no problem with using the app here.
No,
She's
yeah.
either not clocking or she's not there.
I know.
And so again, there has to be on admissions. This is where we play hardball now, and I've cleared this with Avi already. Th
Right.
this is where we play hardball. It's if she's not able to clock properly, then we can't use her as an aide. And this is the way it's going to be. What we're going to do is we need a consistent, let's say, I'll even go down to 1 week for her, a consistent week of proper clocking, and then I'll enter timesheets for everything missed. I don't mind, but going forward, I need the clocks. She has not had a week where she has more than 4 days of proper clocks. Correct, and we're not going to be able to offer her cases because.
No, I'm not offering her any more
No,
cases.
this is just Nina saying.
Yeah.
But it's we're not trying to. Nina's gonna tell her we're not trying to penalize her. We have requirements this state the same way she has
Yeah,
requirements
and
as an aide.
I mean, you saw the email I sent her about the requirements, so she
Yep.
knows, she is aware that it's not even on us at this point. So
Correct. It's just if she can't just clock in at her job and clock out at the end of her shift, then we're gonna have to find a different aide. It's that
all right.
simple. But again, you should.
Oh, and she didn't work the 24th and the 25th, but
Okay.
she the other one. And you said it was like 30 miles away.
Some of her clocks are legitimately 30 miles away.
Yeah, because I said something to her and she said, "Oh, well, that's when I was rushing for the bus." I said, "No, well, that's not okay. It's not
When
a
you've
good
done your
look."
shift, clock out.
You
It's not
know, you
should be
have to.
half a second.
Yeah.
And again, there's no excuses like that. But again, one occasional problem we'll deal with. It's not once.
No, I know. I
There's
know.
literally never been a week where she's done more than four. I think four is her maximum for 1 week, and that was only once. Like 4 out of 7 days. It's just she's just not either not there or I mean I don't even know how to explain it. My guess is that she's fudging her hours because when she does clock out, it's not on time, a million miles away.
Right.
So my guess is she's leaving early and
Yeah.
then trying to bill. But again,
Yeah.
this is what the clocks are for. If you don't want to work, that's fine. But don't try to get paid for something you're not doing, which
Yeah.
is what this strongly looks like. And admissions is where I clamp down on this. On
Okay.
coordination, I'm a lot more forgiving. But admissions, I have to clamp down. Our EVV percentage went down 4% in the last month. The
Okay.
overall agency, and on review, most of it is admissions cases. It's not your fault. It's because they're getting sent over a week behind, or they're
Yeah.
getting sent over and it takes 3 weeks to get the EVV up and running because of excuses and family caregivers. So I'm just playing hardball at admissions. And if Avi wants to do something else after that, it's fine. But I have to.
I know, I get it.
I have no choice because you got to clock in and out. It's not that hard. And if you're not
Right.
there,
So
then.
she needs to clock in and out every day this week, and then we will pay her for the missing
I'll
days.
fill all her time sheets if she clocks in and out. But I need clocking in and out. I mean,
Yes. Okay.
yep. So she
I'll let her
clocked
know that.
in only 15 minutes late today. So that's good.
All right.
She was there. And I don't mind if she moves her shift. I could care less about that. I have 150 cases that do that. But she needs to be at the client's house when she clocks in and out.
Okay.
That's like, and she has to clock in and out. She's always clocking in. Almost always, I mean, the clock outs are her main problem. She usually misses 3 a week, sometimes 4 a week. And when she does do it consistently, half of them are out of range. It's just, yeah,
All right.
like very out of range, not a block away. block away, I forgive sometimes, especially on newer cases. This is like King of Prussia to Philly.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm serious.
No, I hear you. All right.
Alrighty.
All right. I'll talk to you.
I'm not trying to play horrible. I just need some basic.
No, I gotcha. I understand.
All right. Yeah, Nina's recording.
It's just annoying for me.
Trust me, it's more annoying for me.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Bye.